Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 30, Krishnarthe Akhila Cheshta, Adina Sumudharanti Yatayo Hridi Kama Jata, Duradigamo Satang Hridigato Smrita Kanta Mani, Asutripa Yoginam Ubhayata Api Asukang Bhagavan, Nana Pagatan Takad Anadirudha Padad Bhavata. The personified Vedas continued, My dear Lord Krishna, if saintly persons do not take care to eradicate completely the roots of all sinful desires, they cannot experience the Supersoul. Although Krishna is sitting side by side with the individual soul, samadhi or meditation means that one has to find the Supersoul within oneself. One who is not free from sinful reactions cannot see the Supersoul. If a person has a jeweled locket in one's necklace but forgets the jewel, it is almost as though he or she does not possess it. Similarly, if an individual soul meditates but does not actually perceive the presence of the Supersoul within oneself, then one's meditation is useless. Persons who have taken to the path of self-realization must therefore be very careful to be uncontaminated by the influence of Maya. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Anyabilashita shunyam jnana karmadyanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. A devotee should be completely free from all sorts of material desires. A devotee should not be affected by the resultant actions of karma and jnana. One simply has to understand Krishna and carry out his desires. That is the pure devotional stage. The personified Vedas continued to pray. Mystic yogis who still have contaminated desires for sense gratification never become successful in their attempt, nor can they realize the Supersoul within the individual self. As such, the so-called yogis and jnanis who are simply wasting their time in different types of sense gratification, either by mental speculation or by exhibition of limited mystic powers, will never become liberated from conditional life and will continue to go through repeated birth and death. For such persons, life itself becomes a source of tribulation, not only in this life, but in the next life. Such sinful persons are already suffering tribulation in this life, and because they are not perfect in self-realization, they will be plagued with further tribulation in the next life. Despite all endeavors to attain perfection, such yogis, contaminated by desires for sense gratification, will continue to suffer in this life and in the next. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur remarks in this connection that if sannyasis and persons in the renounced order of life who have left their homes for self-realization but do not engage themselves in devotional service of Lord Krishna, but instead become attracted by philanthropic work such as opening educational institutions, hospitals, or even monasteries, churches, or temples of demigods, they will find only trouble from such engagements, not only in this life, but in the next. Sannyasis who do not take advantage of this life to realize Krishna simply waste their time and energy in activities outside the jurisdiction of the renounced order of life. However, the devotee's attempt to engage one's energies in such activities as constructing a temple of Vishnu is never wasted. Such engagements are called Krishnarthe Akhila Cheshta, variegated activities performed to please Krishna. A philanthropist opening a school building and a devotee constructing a temple are not on the same level. Although a philanthropist opening an educational institution may be a pious activity, it comes under the laws of karma, whereas constructing a temple for Vishnu is devotional service. Devotional service is never within the jurisdiction of the law of karma. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that devotees transcend the reaction of the three modes of material nature and stand on the platform of Brahman realization. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Bhagavad Gita says, Sagunan Samatityaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Devotees of the personality of Godhead transcend all the reactions of the three modes of material nature and are situated on the transcendental Brahman platform. Devotees are liberated both in this life and in the next. Any work done in this material world for Yajna or Vishnu or Krishna is considered to be liberated work. But without connection with Achyuta or the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no possibility of stopping the resultant actions of the law of karma. The life of Krishna consciousness is the life of liberation. And so, the conclusion is that the devotee, by the grace of Lord Krishna, is liberated both in this life and the next, whereas karmis, jnanis, and yogis are never liberated either in this life or in the next. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 30, Krishnarthe Akhila Cheshta. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.